Ever wonder how photographers really get started? Spoiler alert, it's rarely a straight path. In this episode, we're pulling back the curtain and sharing our journeys, from our past jobs to the unexpected twists that led us into photography. We've shot a lot, from early cringy-worthy sessions to the moments that made us realize, yep, this is it. Whether you're just starting out or deep in the game, you'll probably hear a little bit of our own story in ours. So grab your Diet Coke, because we're getting real about where we started, what we've learned, and how we got to where we are today. So let's do this.
Welcome to The Raw Edit, where we keep it real, raw, and ridiculously fun.
We're two photographers who've seen it all. Blurry shots, perfect poses, epic travels, and those WTF is this lighting moments.
Whether you're behind the lens, in front of it, or just trying to figure out what the heck raw files even are, this is the podcast for you.
We're talking about the good, the bad, and the unfiltered truths of building a photography business that doesn't just survive, it thrives.
Think travel adventures, tips that actually work, behind the scenes chaos, and maybe a little tea about what really goes down on shoots.
We're dishing out all the secrets from nailing your dream shots to running a business that doesn't make you want to cry into your SD cards.
No fluff, no filters, just real talk, a few laughs, and maybe a little chaos.
So grab your camera, your Diet Coke, and join us for the Raw Edit.
I am Kelly Llewellyn, and my backstory would be that, okay, I'm going to go way back because
okay, do it.
When I was a junior, I signed up for the National Guards. And so my summer before senior year, I was in basic training in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and it's hotter than hell there. And I don't do well in heat. You know that, Sarah.
No.
Drink twice as much water as everybody else. And there wasn't a lot of girls. It was the first co-ed camp though. And so you drink a lot of water, you got to pee a lot, right?
Yeah.
And like, it's different for girls. You got to actually find a bathroom. That's one thing that like is in my mind. And then my hair would never stay up. I was always in trouble about my hair. Yeah. I ended up getting stress fractures in both legs because when they would do the road marches, they started with the men back down to the women. Our strides are way shorter. So we'd be like running the march with these 50-pound rucksacks. And so they ended up casting the one that was worse. And I was in a cast for a lot of it. And then I had to do my PT test, which I wasn't released to do, but they just let me do it anyways. And it was the fastest I ran. I wanted to get out of there so bad. Anyways, my parents came to graduation, and that's the first time like I literally cried happy tears, like just, you know, when I saw them. So anyways, I was in the Guards for 8 years. I was a dental assistant or specialist, and I was the only one in the state. I worked with two dentists. It was fantastic because I was in a medical unit. And I think that's how I got into pharmacy, was being in that medical unit. So then I was going to go into psychology, and then I switched my major to pharmacy, but they're kind of like, that's an arts where pharmacy is a science. So I threw in an extra year in Williston, which is like a community college, but it was free because my grades or whatever. And then when I went to NDSU to go to pharmacy school, I was missing organic chemistry. So I had to do an extra year just to get that to apply. But I took a bunch of art classes because I've always loved art, because I just needed fillers. And any classes in there that I could take out of the program, I took those to kind of lighten my load. Went to pharmacy school, then came back to Williston, worked in retail for a couple of years. Then I started hospital pharmacy, and I worked there for 10 years. And when I was pregnant with Max, who is my number six child, because I have seven, we decided that I couldn't be on call and him be on call. Our kids weren't old enough to where they could stay home alone. It just didn't make sense. I was working part-time. So then I was going to stay home, but I was never meant to just, I'm not a domestic person. I don't know if you know this about me. I'm not. And that I was not going to cook and clean. That was not my, like, I know that's very stereotypical that you have a lot of kids, that you homeschool your kids and you're like this great cook and like, like to declutter and I don't know, like all the things.
It's not
that
you.
Is not Kelly.
It's not
and
you.
So I'd already started doing photography classes. I've always had a camera, even when I was younger. Before cell phones, I was the girl that had the little camera in her purse that she would pull out and take pictures at the bar. And I did a lot of like click and mom court classes, workshops to start, and took as many classes as I could, like legit. A lot of times I'd be taking like three classes at once. But eventually friends started asking me to do pictures and it turned into a business. And it's been, I think I'm going on 8 years now. And it's just evolved into like what I wanted it to be. And so now I do seniors, family, branding, travel. The only thing I don't do is weddings, like just because I don't want a 10-hour day.
Yep.
Logistically, I can't plan something out a year in advance because my kids, their schedule comes first. So that just doesn't work for me. What am I missing, Sarah? Did I cover
anything? So you're self-taught.
Yes.
Self-taught. You've learned everything about manual all on your own.
I did. Yep.
A lot of trial and error. I remember those days. Like, oh yeah. Trying to understand that. I mean, that was a hard concept to grasp, but yeah, I'm self-taught too, which is pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh, and I'm not Mormon. I'm not Catholic. That's usually like the first questions I get.
Really?
Because I have seven kids, probably.
Yeah.
A Lutheran. I don't know. Right. I thought we'd have three or four. And then I'm like, you know, I'm not done yet. And I just kept saying that until my husband was like, yeah, no, we are done. I'm going to get a vasectomy. We're done. I would have had two more because I had Amelia 2 weeks before I turned 40. And my doctor, who is also my friend, said I could have kids till I was 44 and I would have them every 2 years because I breastfed, right? Oh. And I'm like, I have two more in me. Like I could totally do two more, but no, I was done. I know. And I think also, you know, I have my oldest is a girl, then we have five boys and then my youngest is a girl. And so we call them our bookends, but I think I was just waiting for that other girl. And once that was part of it too. So,
yep.
But, what else about me?
Are you an only child or do you have siblings?
No. I have an older brother and a younger sister. We're about 2 years apart. And then Wyatt has a twin brother and a younger sister. So we don't have like big.
No, you don't.
No.
And you shoot with your mom. You capture. Sure,
I shoot with my mom. Yeah. She was not into photography. Actually, my dad was. He was the photographer. He had a nice Nikon camera. And I actually started out with an Nikon, but my little purse cameras are always the Canon. And I just liked the Canon and the warmth of the, how the pictures come out. And so I switched to Canon before I went to manual mode. You know what I mean? Like, it just seemed more intuitive to me to use it. And my mom started taking classes when I did. Not right away, but like later on, because it was something we could do together and like do day in the life together and stuff like that. And then eventually she started coming on shoots with me. So if she can come on the shoot, she'll come and she's like, we're shoot together. It's fun because creatively you kind of bounce ideas off of each other and it's just more fun in general shooting with somebody else. Right. And then she just hands me her SD cards and I do all the rest from that point on. But, travel sessions she's always on. So like, it's really good for my clients because they literally get two photographers for the price of one.
Absolutely. I love that. Yeah. And she's there to capture any behind the scenes for you. And actually you had Lane with you this summer capturing behind the scenes. Yeah.
Yep. Lane, he was good. I bought one of the big gimbals Sarah? Like a 7R. It's not the full frame. It's a, prop sensor one.
Yep.
And I thought it'd be good for sports because that was kind of how it was advertised. And I thought, well, if it's really fast and it is fast, but it's not silent, it's like clunk, 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 clunk really loud. And I'm like, I could use my 5R and it's very quiet. That makes more sense. But, so he would have that taking behind the scenes or my cell phone. I bought the gimbal you had and he would use that.
Yep.
But it's really nice to have somebody doing that and you don't have to worry about it. They're going to get the B roll for you. Plus he got paid. He loved that part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you started out, when you started doing photography, were you doing model calls or did you just shoot for other people like family, friends, and then eventually it just kind of evolved?
It was a lot of shots of the kids. I did date in life, you know, not date in life. No. Like where you post a picture a day. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like
365.
Yeah. 365. Like 365 challenge. Yep.
Yes. I did that for a couple of years. And then I think just people seeing me posting my kids, my friends were like, hey, can you take our family pictures? And that was happening more and more often. And then it just ended up turning it into a business. And yeah, so I don't know if I always wanted it to be a business or, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it just evolved into that.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah. No, I've always known that I wanted to do a business. I always thought that I wanted to do it later, like after I retired, because I was working a 9 to 5. And my husband looked, and this was during COVID. He's like, "Why do you want to wait till you retire to do that? Like, we're gonna be old." And I'm like, "Well, no, we're not gonna be old. We're never gonna age, right?" And he's
Right.
like, "Why don't you go do that now?" So yeah. So I started corporate world. I worked for 21 years for a it was called Monroe Truck Equipment. And we put, like all your snowplow trucks, we would put the plows and the boxes on there that spread the salt, and we would upfit any pickup trucks with like service bodies. So it was not a glamorous job. But I started taking pictures when my kids were young. And then when I got into the corporate world, I started taking pictures of trucks. We had a drone, we did video. So I was getting more into it there, but I was also at the same time doing a side job, photography side job. So I was working a full-time job, plus I was doing photography part-time. I did open a studio way back when. My sister and I did in 2009. We operated it for 3 years, and it got to the point where my kids were like, "Mom, you're never home." So I either had to quit photography or quit my 9 to 5. Well, at the time, my kids were getting more into sports. So I'm like, "You know what? Let's just stick to the 9 to 5. Then I'll get into photography someday, maybe down the road." So fast forward 6 or 7 years later, I kept all of my equipment. And so I got the camera back out, started doing some more pictures of the kids as they got older, their friends. And then I started doing weddings again. So I was doing weddings, small events, seniors, families, engagement, you name it. I was doing it all. And then COVID hit, and I'm like, "You know what? Life's too short. Let's start the business." So I quit my job in 2021, and I am 3 going on 3 years, 4 years full time now. I too learned all on my own. Learned it all on my own. Shot film, shot digital. It's evolved a lot. Photography has evolved a lot. Yeah. Just thinking about film, like I've got a film camera now that I'm using, and I'm like, wow, to think this is where this all started. Like, you didn't look at the back of your camera and see what it looked like right after you took it. You just prayed to God when you send in the film that you knew what the hell you were doing. Like, it has evolved so much. But I really dove into right after I quit my job. I mean, I legit had no business. I, on a whim, I'm like, okay, we're gonna just do this and see where it goes. And I started diving into education. I was taking like the Unraveled Academy. I was on YouTube, starting to follow all the big influencers in the photography industry and just taking all that I could, absorbing everything that I could. And I took Ace Fanning's senior experience workshop with the Unraveled Academy, and it just clicked. And I had this aha moment that I really, really wanted to polish my senior sessions. And it just took off from there. I did a few model calls, and then it was just off and rolling. Yeah. So education has been huge for me. That is something that I will always, always do is education, because it is community and education, huge. And I know you agree with me on that too.
100%. I spent thousands of dollars on master classes, education last year. And my goals weren't even like financial. They were traveling and education. If I could do a lot of travel sessions and if I could do any education that I want to do, those were my goals.
Hey, photographers, let's talk about the secret sauce for unforgettable travel sessions. It's location and light. You can have the most stunning clients, but if the spot is off or the light is harsh, it's game over. That's where my travel scouting guide comes in. In this freebie, I break down exactly how I find the best locations and plan for perfect lighting every time. From apps like Sun Surveyor to help you track down the sun, to All Trails for uncovering hidden gems, I've done the trial and error so you don't have to. This guide will save you time, energy, and let's face it, stress. Ready to scout like a pro? Grab the freebie using the link in the show notes. and let me make your next session your best one yet.
That's going to shift this year, but you know, every year they shift, but, and you have any, okay, you guys, Sarah knows everything. Like she doesn't talk about all the things she knows right now, but I'm not kidding you when I'll be like, hey, have you ever thought of, yep, I do that. Well, what about, nope, I do that too. And she's not like cocky about it. She never even mentioned it, but I bring it up. I'll be like talking about drones. Yeah. I've got a drone. I do. Is it a license or what is it?
Yeah. I had to get certified. I got a commercial pilot's license for my drone. Cause I do real estate photos. So my realtor talked me into, she was hiring some guy that was an hour and a half away. And so she's like, you got a drone? I'm like, yeah. Do you got a license? No. Okay. Let's go get the drone license. So I have that. I like to fish.
Video.
I do video. Yeah.
With your wedding, Sarah. Yeah. I already do that.
Yep. I do video. I learned that all back in the day when I was working down at Monroe Truck. We did video. We edited with Adobe Premiere. We were using gimbals. So yeah, I was doing all of that kind of stuff. Yeah. It was always funny when you'd be like, what about this? I'm like, yeah, I do.
Uh-huh. Everything, like legit everything.
Yeah.
I love that though. I know. Oh, we should talk about how we met, which is really funny.
I was just going to say that.
Sarah, what were we in? Were we in the round table together? Is that how it was?
We were in the round table, but I have to go even back a little bit further than that. So in 2020, let's see. So your McKenna graduated. We did her senior trip.
Oh, yeah.
To Sedona. And I was just starting to follow more and more photographers like in the industry. And I remember coming across Kelly's Instagram and I started following her. And we were down in Sedona from one of our family trips, McKenna's senior trip down to Sedona. And we had done some pictures down on Bell Rock. And it wasn't, I think, a week later, you had posted pictures. You were down at Bell Rock. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. Kelly Rochelle is down at Sedona. Well, then, yeah, fast forward, what? Maybe 6 months to a year later? Maybe. Not even. Like maybe six months.
Well, and I think you were like, we were in the round table and you were saying something like,
we were in the round table together.
Any other senior photographers in here? And it was me, you, there was a couple, but we got hooked up on Voxer. And here, in my mind, I'm thinking you're a new senior photographer. Cause I mean, just the way it came across was like, you wanted to talk shop. And I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. So we get on our call and I'm like, okay, no, Sarah knows everything. Like you know, it wasn't like you needed to ask questions about anything. We just were like talking shop, like.
And then we talk shop nonstop for like 5 months straight. And then I got into Root to Rise with Sabrina. And then we were going to Reset Conference in March. We met in like September, October that 1 year. And then the following March, we were going to Reset. And that was where we first actually met.
But it felt like we'd already like
seen each
person. Like it was weird. Like it wasn't like we hadn't. It was
We were doing Zoom calls and chatting just about every day.
Yeah.
It's been awesome. But
yeah,
that connection with community has been just, that is one thing I cannot stress photographers enough, is to find a community that you can connect with. Like I learn something from the coach that's running the community, but I learn so much more from connecting and talking with other photographers. I mean, just their backstory, their trials and tribulations, the things they've done, the mistakes they've made, you know, the things that work for them, the things that did. It's just, it's, you can fast track your business so quick by just making a connection with somebody and getting to learn who they are in their business.
Yeah. And photography is lonely. You're working alone in your office and you half the time you're not talking to people, but you, if you can find your photography people and like, well, Sarah and I, like we're like photography besties. Like we bounce everything off of each other.
Yeah.
And learn, we learn new things together. Like we look for new education things to do together.
Yep.
And like, we just literally this week booked flights to go do a working weekend together with some other friends that are photographers. Like, I mean, a year ago, 2 years ago, that wouldn't have been a thing.
No, we wouldn't have. No.
In fact, we'll get on calls just to work together. You know,
No, we are. We are. And we know each other so well that we pretty much know what the other one's going to say before they even say it.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Or we don't even have to question why someone hasn't boxered each other because we already know what our schedules are. Yeah, it's so funny. It is. It is.
Or if it's been a day, even if we know that, we'll be like, okay, I didn't talk to you yesterday. Like, what did you actually do?
What did you actually do? I know.
Oh, I know. You grew up on a ranch. Right?
Yeah, we're farmers. We are farmers. I'm located in Wisconsin. I didn't even say that.
Oh, I don't know if I said where I was from. Did I? I'm in North Dakota. We're Midwestern girls.
Yeah, we're Midwesterners. I'm in Wisconsin, southwest corner of Wisconsin. We are where the weather is cold from November through maybe April. Maybe.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
It's been snow in May. So,
yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. It's snowed here in May. We don't plant anything in the ground till it's after Mother's Day.
Yep. Same.
I grew up on a farm. We have beef cows. I take a lot of what I know for granted. I just think that everybody knows what farming is, but it is interesting that as I talk to people, they're like, farming, like, what do you do with farming? Like, it is crazy. And, you know, there are just some people who don't even know where their food comes from. I had that conversation with somebody once. They're like, so how do you make money with farming? And I'm like, this is a question. Like, do you not know where your meat comes from? Like, really? So it is interesting. But yeah, we do. We have a beef operation. My daughter works there. It's my parents' farm. My sister and my daughter both work there with my dad. And you can see the occasional cow pictures on my Instagram story or some of my Instagram posts once in a while, because I do like capturing the landscape with the cattle in the pastures. So, and that's where that's where my locations all are too, is in our pastures. So,
but you help out with the farm still at the ranch.
I do the bookwork. We have a production sale every year in April. So I do the videos of our bulls. I take the pictures of the cows. I design our catalog because I have a graphic design degree. I didn't say that either.
You did not. Or that you designed your own website yourself. You did not say that either.
I have a graphic design degree, a marketing degree. So I kind of do all that stuff too for the farm. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, there's a lot of things. A lot of things that I do that I don't share a lot of, I guess. Maybe I should do that more on social. Share
you
more.
Should. You should. Just like your fishing thing, like you ice fish. Like
I do.
I just can't even, like on a, like your idea of a perfect day is to go fishing.
Yeah. My husband and I love to fish. Like that was one of the things. So last year's goal was my dream was I wanted a boat. I wanted a fishing boat, not just a boat, a fishing boat. So most people dream about having this pontoon boat or a speedboat. No, I want a fishing boat. Like who does that? What woman does that?
What woman goes fishing on their own without anybody else and catches a bunch of fish? Like
I did that one day that it was last May, and Todd and I, we went fishing that weekend, and the fishing, it was really good. The bite was on, the crappie bite was on at the lake. And I woke up the next morning, we had gone the night before, it was really good. And I'm like, I think I'm going to go to the lake and go fishing. He's like, you're going to do what? As he's heading out the door to go to work. I'm like, well, yeah, I don't have anything going on today. So I think I'm just going to run over the lake and go fishing. And he's like, really? Yep. So I did, jumped in the truck with my bucket, my poles, and my lures, and I headed off to the lake, and I got over there and I thought to myself, what am I going to do if I get a fish on here and I can't get it off? I'm like, no, you know how to do this. Like, you know how to take all the fish off. But the only one that I couldn't take off was a catfish because they have like those little stingers. They're things on the side or they sting you. And I always remember Todd telling me that there was a certain way you had to grab onto them. So I was praying the whole entire time that I was not going to catch one of these fish because I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do if I get it caught. I ended up not catching one, but I ended up catching 15 crappies that day. And I remember texting Todd throughout the morning and he was just shaking his head the whole entire time. So I ended up bringing him home and I had to throw him in the refrigerator for him to fillet when he got home, because I don't fillet him. No, I don't. No, don't do that. But I'll catch a fish. I'll take it off. I'll put the worms on. I'll do all the things, but I just don't fillet them.
I don't even eat fish, Sarah. Like, we are so opposite in the whole. But I love that about you. I mean, I absolutely love that you do that.
Yep. And I love to fish anywhere. Like, I'll fish in a lake, a river, ice, boat, off a riverbank, wherever it is, I'll fish.
I love that.
Yep. I love to fish. And you don't like to fish.
I do not like to fish. I don't like outdoorsy stuff in general. Like, we have a camper, but like after you go past three kids, being in a camper is not very fun.
No, probably not.
You get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and the whole thing's like rocking and I'm a light sleeper. I feel like I don't sleep at all the whole time we're gone. Plus, like, packing to go camping is a nightmare. Like,
I think that's more work to pack to go camping than it is actually just going somewhere. Like, you have to pack your food, pack all the stuff, like pack all the clothes, plus pack all the towels. And then when you come home, now it's even more work because now you can do all the dishes. You got to clean all the bedding, all the clothes. Everything is just, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I love spending it outside and outdoors, but that's a lot of work.
Yeah. I'm all about Airbnbs now. Like, that's just how I do it.
Yeah. That's how I'd probably be too. Cause it is a lot of work.
Too much work.
We've done it a few times. We didn't camp much with I don't know that we've even taken the kids camping. I don't think we've ever taken the kids camping. We've taken them on a lot of vacations. We've just never gone camping with them.
We used to always go to Montana and stay like a week, but kind of by glacier. But like I said, as we got more kids, it was just, no.
Why?
I'd rather have a house now. And we just rent a house on Flathead instead. So it's a lot easier.
Yeah, which would be awesome.
Yeah.
It would be awesome.
I love to travel, which I think we've talked about, but when my kids turn 16, we pick a destination and we do a birthday travel session that year or sometime around that time, because I like the one-on-one with them and it's a win-win for me because I get to travel and we get to do one-on-one. Mm-hmm. With Isabel, we went to Charleston and Savannah. Drew, we went to New York City. Luke, we went to New York City. And that's as far as we've gotten with that. But then also for their graduation gifts, I don't do money. I do experience. So for Isabel, we went to Nashville and did the Eras tour with Taylor Swift. And then last weekend with Drew, we went to Minneapolis and watched a basketball game. The Timberwolves played the Nuggets. And so I'd rather make a core memory than.
Yeah, I agree.
And any excuse to travel, sign me up. You know, like, again, it's a win-win for me.
Where's the furthest you've been?
Mexico. Yeah. I haven't been to Europe yet. I want to. Greece is my number one bucket list place. So if anybody ever wants to do a session there, make sure they call me. That's the furthest you've been. Haven't you been to Europe?
Yeah, I've been to Europe. We went to Stockholm, Sweden.
Okay.
And then we were on a Baltic cruise. So we went to Finland, Russia for 2 days. And then we did Tallinn, Estonia. And then the last place was Visby, Sweden, which is a little island. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And then the other trip we went on was Norway Fjords. It was a cruise and we went to Amsterdam. Loved Amsterdam. Like, I would go back to Stockholm, Sweden and Amsterdam just to explore. We did a cruise there and we went into all the fjords in Norway, which was pretty cool. Yeah. I've got, I got a brother-in-law who lives in Australia. So that is on our list to do. I have, Iceland. It's on my list to do.
Same.
Would love to do Greece. That just looks gorgeous in pictures. My husband wants to do Alaska.
I've did Maui. Is that further than Mexico? Geography is not my strong point. So I couldn't even, it might be because it was a longer flight. So it must be.
Yeah. Yeah, probably is. Maui looks beautiful. I would love to do that. Is there a state that you, how many state, are you keeping track of how many states you visited?
No, but I did buy a map for my travel sessions to put in my, like my studio where I can mark like the travel sessions we've been to, but I did most, except not a lot, not as much as the East Coast, but I feel like we've did most of the West Coast mid in the Midwestern things, but I would just say not the, like Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, mm-hmm. like any mm-hmm. of those type of things.
Nice. I love that. We traveled a lot as, we, I shouldn't say we traveled a lot as kids. As farmers, we traveled more than most. Sure. Our parents, I mean, we were very fortunate. We were able to do a lot of traveling with them. And so, God, I've been traveling since junior high. I love to travel, love to hike. I like to explore a lot of the parks, the national parks.
We didn't talk about that. Like landscape would be your dream. We never did discuss
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right? I would. If I could be just a photographer, landscape photographer, I would go do that.
Yeah.
Like there's just something like Glacier National. I think it was when we went to Glacier National is when I just truly like fell in love with that. Like the epic views.
Yes.
Like it's just indescribable. It is.
Parents grew up in Shelby, Montana, which is like 90 minutes from Glacier. So we went every summer. So that's why we still go, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love Glacier. It's I just would like.
Too. Have you been up the Canadian side?
No. Oh, wait. Well, no. I've been to Banff, but I don't think that's different.
Oh, I want to do Banff. That's on my list.
That lake that's like the real pretty
blue. Yes.
Like
yes.
a castle almost on. It's gorgeous.
Is it Lake Louise?
Yeah, it sounds right. That sounds right.
Lake Louise or Eloise, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on my list to do. But there's so many places I would love to see.
Same. Yeah.
And there's places I'd be like, I don't want to go to.
Yeah. I'd like to see more national parks. I'm kind of like with you like that. I'd like to make a list and kind of go through. I've not been to a bad one. So it's like.
Right.
You know, and right. I like to hike too. Not like, I'm not like a crazy hiker, like a mile, two, three, maybe right. five. But beyond that, that's extreme to me. Like, right. I don't want to hike and like bring a tent. That's not my thing.
But I also feel like you and I have both done like all the parks on the West Coast. Like yeah. not all the parks. I shouldn't say all of them. You might have. I've only done like Glacier, Yellowstone, Tetons. And then we were down into Utah and did a bunch down there and into Arizona. But I feel like everything from like Mississippi River over to the East Coast.
Yeah.
They're just not as epic. Like, I feel like we've seen the most epic of epic locations.
They say that Acadia National Park is like Glacier on the Ocean. So that is on my, one of the top things I want to see.
Yeah.
It's true.
I heard the same thing. Yeah.
So it's on my I think list. We like that one.
And Niagara Falls is on my list too.
Oh yeah. That'd be a good one.
But yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to find things that'll now top what we've already done as far as vacations. And
it's hard, isn't it?
It is. It is really hard.
Yeah.
It is hard. And we went to New York City. You've made two trips to New York City. We went there once back in 2019, right before COVID. My God, we were in DC for like 4 or 5 days prior to it. Then we took the train from DC up to New York and they dumped us off at the Union Station there, downtown New York at noon. And I remember coming up out of the train station. My head was spinning. We were like, it was just millions of people and the cars were honking. The cars were four deep on the road. I was trying to Uber because we were all the way across town was our hotel. And I just remember Todd looking at me and he goes, why did we do this? And my kids, one, Kylie's very introverted and McKenna's very extroverted. So they're just polar opposites. And Kylie looked at me and she goes, Mom.
I mean, I wouldn't want to live there, but I love no. the place. I love the like iconic, you know, places right. to go to. It's cool to see because we are a Midwestern. So everything's vast right. and big right. yards and like.
Right.
Living in a 1,000 square, well, that's probably big for their 500 square feet apartment. Right. It's not appeal to
right.
where you don't have a yard. And right. I just can't even wrap my head around that.
No,
but I can't either. People that live there absolutely love it. Like they can't get enough of it, it seems like, which is good. I mean,
great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy for them, but I just, Yeah. Todd said to me, he goes, this is a one and done for me. And I'm like, all right. But I'm not sure I could get myself to go back to, I mean, it was, the things we did there were great. They were awesome, but it was a lot of people.
Yeah. I think, I don't even know how many times we went twice just this last year, but I think I've been there at least half a dozen times, maybe more. I don't know, but there's so much to see. You could.
There is. The favorite part of mine was the 9/11 memorial. And that was just because that day, I mean, it took me back to the day. Like I remember what I was doing, where I was, how I.
What were you doing?
I was home sick from work. I was pregnant with Kylie is what I was. And I was sick. And I remember that day. That's where I was. Where were you?
I was in pharmacy school and they hit the first one when I was at home, and they hit the second one when I was in my first class of the day. And I was in the guards then still. So I was like,
Yeah. That was that. I hate to date myself,
but yeah.
And I mean, we took our kids, I don't think the kids really truly understood. Now my mom went with us on that trip, Todd and I, and my mom, like we could have spent the entire day there. Cause it was just, it's very moving memorial. Very.
I agree.
They did a phenomenal job with it. I'll say that.
What's the most random thing, you know, the most ridiculous amount about?
Right now, menopause. I hate to say that, but oh my God, Kelly, it's been,
menopause. Well, I'm glad you know about it because I'm going to come to you when I start having problems and I'll be like, Sarah, what do I do?
I know. I've learned so much about it in the last probably year. It's ridiculous, the amount of stuff that I know. But that's where I'm at right now in my life. And yes, I want to speak out about it because nobody's speaking out about menopause. There is so much to learn as women about menopause that, how about you? What's your most random thing you know?
Oh, mine would be like my colors. I had my colors done. And so I'm a spring, which is like a warm color. So I'm not supposed to wear white or black, which as a photographer, you know, that's kind of your role.
Right.
Or like cream or navy or gray or something instead. But I totally redid my whole wardrobe to reflect that. I redid my brand colors to reflect that so that my wardrobe would go with my brand colors and do brand things.
Yes.
And figured out my body shape. And so that's kind of been my whole random thing that I know a lot about right now. So
I did that color thing. I was afraid to do it because I have a color that I love. I have colors that I love. Like I love the fall colors. Yep. So I didn't go to the extent I didn't have a lady come in and do it. And maybe I need to. I did it all online and it says that it's the complete opposite. Like I am a cool winter and I don't have a cool winter piece of clothing in my closet.
Isn't Natasha cool winter too?
She might be.
I did that online too. And it was the same as when I did it in person.
Yeah.
But I want to know for sure.
I know. And my brand colors are all this fall color and I love my brand colors. And that's 90% of my closet is all these fall colors. And then I'm like, cool winter? Really?
Yeah. I could see that though, actually.
I know.
It's hard to change things. Yeah,
it is. Okay. What's a random fact most people don't know about you?
I've been in 8 or 9 weddings and I've been the matron or maid of honor in 5 of them. So like my friends are like clearly a big part of my life and
yeah, love that.
And like a couple of my best friends I've had since I was in the 5th grade, like we're still live in the same town, talk all the time. Kids have grown up together. You don't hear that a lot, you know?
No, I shouldn't say this, but I can't say that for me. I wouldn't go back to high school. High school was not my jam. I don't know how many kids you had in your class, but I had a small amount of kids and there was cliques. And if you weren't in the cliques, you weren't there. And I found all my best friends when I was in college. So good for you. I'm glad you had that because I tell my kids all the time, I would not go back to high school at all. All right. What is your non-negotiable?
Mine would be outsourcing, and I'm talking like business and personal. So I have a virtual assistant, as you know, mm-hmm. I have a bookkeeper. Mm-hmm. I have outsourced editing, although I still edit it when it comes back. So I don't know that was, you know, but that's just a perfectionist thing to me. Not like I outsource, we have cleaners come every week. I have a personal assistant that helps with the kids or business things. I get the car detailed once a month. As much as I can. And that wasn't something that I would have did without my coach. It wasn't, you know, you need to start it before you think that you should start it. Cause you can't build your business, especially right. someone with seven kids, right?
Right.
Without having help. And yeah, I mean, that's game changer for me. What's your non-negotiable?
My non-negotiable is ChatGPT and using AI. And that hit me about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Up until then, that was not the case. But AI like has saved. And I guess my theory is let's work smarter, not harder. Yeah. AI is, it's incredible what it's going to do. And I think they're just getting started with AI and what it's going to offer.
Releasing like a prompt a week. And did you just start that?
Yep. I just started that offering ChatGPT prompts once every Tuesday, Tips Tuesday. And I know you do too, ChatGPT. I'm using it all day long, every day. Like it's a tab that's open on my browser. I don't ever shut it down.
Paid version. You need to point that out. It's the paid version.
Paid version. Yes. If you are using ChatGPT and you're not using a paid version, go out. It is worth the $20 a month. Just don't go out and buy your lattes, four or five lattes for the month, and pay for ChatGPT, because I'm telling you, you feed it something once and it memorizes everything. It mm-hmm. is fantastic. And I would say that it knows more about you than you know about yourself.
I feel the same way. Yeah. You could ask it to do something. It'll pull something that you posted 3 months ago and it'll be like, oh, and you should. I'm like, wait, what? I forgot about weird. I forgot I even did that.
Yeah, I know. And it gives you, I love it because when you're brainstorming, it gives you a perspective that you don't even think about. Like,
yes,
if you're brainstorming with it, it's just pulling so many ideas and perspectives that you are not. I just love it for that. I love those brainstorming sessions.
I suppose we should wrap this up.
Yeah.
We've probably been on here longer than we thought we were going to be. Find your people.
Yeah. Find your people. Find your photography bestie.
Yes. It'll change your business. It will. Yeah.
Change your business and your life. Yep. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, we will see you in the next episode.